from KQED.
With tens of thousands of votes left to count from last week's election, it's still too soon to say whether Republican Andy Vidak will unseat Congressman Jim Costa of Fresno or David Harmer will unseat Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton. Even if Republicans come away with a couple of high-profile wins, California's grand old party did not do well this election. Why is a matter of debate, as Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports.
On election night, the National Republican family held a raucous and happy party, while their California cousins were left off the guest list.
The Republican Party has a lot of soul-searching to do. We have a lot of work to do ahead of us.
Mario Rodriguez is a San Clemente businessman and former vice chairman of the California Republican Party. He's not the only one who sees what happened last Tuesday for the state's party as a disaster. Republicans were trounced at the polls. If L.A. District Attorney Steve Cooley holds on in the vote count to become attorney general, he will be the only Republican statewide official. And voter registration data shows a larger gap now exists between Democrats and Republicans in the state than at any time in the last 18 years.
The Republican Party is now a regional party. I don't think they've been willing to accept that.
Political analyst Tony Quinn is co-author of the Target Book, which handicaps state political races. He says the lack of GOP voters in the state's population centers of the Bay Area and Los Angeles County is staggering.
They don't function in almost half of the state. As a consequence, they're really unable to run effective statewide campaigns, as we found this year.
But it's not so easy to find consensus on why that is or what should be done about it. John Fleischman is vice chairman of the California Republican Party and author of a popular GOP blog.
We have to put forward candidates. They're going to be able to do a better job of connecting to the voters.
Fleischman says it was Meg Whitman's failure to connect with voters in her gubernatorial campaign that hurt the rest of the party's statewide prospects. But Fleischman places even more blame on what's been done to the party brand by the outgoing Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I often say that getting through the rest of his term is like passing a kidney stone, and that's because all he does is lecture the party for somebody who's a Republican governor. I can't find anybody on the Republican ticket who said that he did anything to help one Republican candidate get elected this year.
Schwarzenegger's rift with the party base is well known. In 2007, he told a state Republican convention that the party needed to embrace issues like climate change and that they hadn't done enough to appeal to the fastest-growing segment of voters, independents. And independent voters are key, says Karen Hanready. She's a former communications director of the California Republican Party and now a political analyst in Washington, D.C.
Sadly, I think the California Republican Party has become a very exclusive, myopic organization with poor leadership, inability to raise money, inability to inspire people, get them out to the polls.
And an ongoing challenge appealing to Latinos. That's the long-running complaint of former state party vice chairman Mario Rodriguez, a Meg Whitman supporter, who says the fight over illegal immigration during the primary campaign hurt the party.
Republicans come across very mean-spirited when it comes to immigration and Latinos. And what we need to do is we need to learn how to be more sensitive on this issue. And nobody wants them, you know, these illegals to come in here and just take over the state. Nobody wants that. If we learn to be more tolerant and really come across as not so mean-spirited, I think that's a big step.
And Latinos played a major role last week. An exit poll of voters estimated that 22% were Latino, up from just 12% 4 years ago. But while Republican candidates went down in flames, Republican fiscal issues did not. And many say that's the silver lining. On most ballot measures related to spending and taxes, the voters sided with the traditional GOP view of smaller government, even though they gave Democrats the power to run the government. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.